Although all eyes are on the impending flooding in Talkeetna at this hour, other areas of the Matanuska Susitna Borough and the Kenai Peninsula Borough are dealing with emergencies of their own. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Although clear skies blessed the south central area for a time today, more wet weather and wind is expected through the weekend. The Red Cross is operating 3 shelters in the Matanuska Susitna Borough. The Red Cross's Bill Morrow says about 7 people are in the Willow Shelter and 5 in the Sunshine Shelter. Wasilla's shelter has 300 beds, most empty now, but they are expected to fill up as the waters rise. The list of road closures in the Matanuska Susitna area is growing, with Houston's Enchanted Forest subdivision taking a hit from the flooding Little Susitna River. Some streets are washed away. Houston Mayor Virgie Thompson.
The northern end of Enchanted Forest is unpassable. Most roads are washed out. We've just, in the last few minutes, closed and barricaded King Arthur as water's going over the road. Also on the north end, leaving city, the water is getting ready to cross the Parks Highway. The borough is on that. Going to get some flaggers out.
Houston has about 2,000 residents, and its fire and police personnel are strapped. Thompson says help has been requested from the borough.
We've made some requests. We haven't got any confirmation back yet. My incident commander, Fire Chief Hood, to my knowledge, has requested help from the borough and perhaps the National Guard to protect some of these places from vandals getting in and homeowners that want to get in. But we've already had some rescues that were asked to leave. We can't make them leave, but we did have to end up rescuing. So we're hoping we won't have to do that anymore.
Matsu Borough officials on Thursday had asked for help from Anchorage. Anchorage Fire Department officials sent a dive team, according to Jim Vignola, who is the Deputy Chief of Operations with the Anchorage Fire Department.
As we know, they have the flooding going on up there, and they basically requested our assistance because we have divers and swift water personnel that are trained in surface rescue. So what we did was we sent a team of 4 individuals, 2 from the swift water team and 2 from the dive rescue team, up there with a boat, an inflatable boat and motor. And the reason why we chose to send those individuals is because they're adept in working with surface rescue and in potential swift water situations.
But that team was pulled out last night, and Vignola says the municipality of Anchorage is not planning to send any more crews north. Meanwhile, Kenai Peninsula Borough Information Officer Brenda Alberg says the borough south of Anchorage declared a state of emergency this morning.
The borough has been responding not only to areas outside of Seward, but also supporting the city of Seward with requests as they have asked. Impacted areas include Seward Bear Creek flood service area. So those are the residential areas outside of city limits. We have closed some areas, so for not only for life safety, but so that crews can best get in there to mitigate the impacts that are currently being done or addressed in that area.
Alberg says on the west side of the borough, Anchor Point, Ninilchik, and Kasilof are suffering from high water and erosion. Crews in Seward spent the clear hours of the morning trying to get ahead of the workload after 2 days of intense rain and subsequent flooding. Joanna Kinney is the Seward City Clerk.
High tide is set today for 5:28, and it's less than yesterday, so kind of good news on that front that we think even if combined with rain, it will be less of an impact than it has been for the last 2 days. The rain is projected to pick up, though, here, and so we're gearing up for anywhere from minor to heavy rainfall and kind of planning accordingly based on that.
With another drench of rain expected, the coming night may change that situation. I'm Ellen Lockyer.